Welcome to the Agency Fast Track podcast. My name is Lisa Parziel, and today I want to talk about opportune working possibilities. And before I do, though, let me remind you guys, if you haven't checked out Agency Fast Track, you need to do so at www.agencyfasttrack.com. At that website, we help agencies and business owners in the digital marketing space learn how to take their business to a higher level. So today, let's talk about opportunity and when to work and when not to work, right? So in the traditional workplace, you would literally go somewhere, punch a clock, go to work, get your work done, take your lunch hour, leave your lunch hour, go back to work, and then at the end of the day, punch out. We are not living in that society anymore. And frankly, as business owners, we are not bound by a clock. But we also need to remember, we cannot work 16 hours a day, 7 days a week. I like to work in opportunistic times. And what do I mean by that? Well, for example, right now, I am sitting in the car and Colette is inside the vet taking the dog inside to get a shot. And while I needed to be here to hold the dog on the way home, I didn't need to go inside. And by not going inside, that means that I have the opportunity to maybe do, for instance, this podcast. But another good thing to think about is, what about rainy days? Think about a rainy day. If it's going to rain and you really can't do anything anyway, why not work extra hours? Maybe you put in a 10 or 12 hour day because it's a horrible day. Guess what? That means you now have 4 hours when it's beautiful outside to go do something else. So that's what I mean about being opportunistic, right? We all carry cell phones. We all have the ability, even when we're waiting at a red light, even, or if we're sitting at the doctor waiting to be seen, we can get through email and knock some stuff out. By doing this, what we're doing is we're actually taking minutes that would have been wasted and we're using them for good. We're using them to actually make something happen so that way we don't have to constantly work when it's not opportunistic. Meaning, we know we all want to leave at the end of the day. We don't want to work 16 hour days, 12 hours, heck, even 10 hour days. And how we get around that is trying to look at every minute of every day and say, you know what, where are my opportunities? Look at your calendar every morning. That's what I do. And I think to myself, hey, if I'm going to be on a webinar, for example, where I have to listen and I'm not really going to be doing much talking, that might be the time that I'm going to choose to go on the treadmill that day. So from, you know, that hour I'm on that webinar, not only am I consuming the webinar, but that means I'm also getting my exercise and I'm doubling up on what I do. That's the way I really sneak back minutes in my day. That's where I come back and take moments that I wouldn't have had. I try to see where I can double up and get two things done at the same time. Now, obviously, you know, if you're highly concentrating on something, you know, I tell people all the time, shut down the email, shut down Skype, focus on what you're trying to get done, and literally you'll get it done in less time than if you were distracted. So also look at ways where you can actually get the maximum output out of yourself in the minimum amount of time. Remember, every minute we get back, every minute we can save, every moment that comes back to us is a moment we can either put back into our business and do those things we haven't had time to do, or they're moments we can spend doing the things we love, you know, being with our families, our activities, our hobbies, etc. So that's what I mean by looking for opportunities, creating opportunistic times in order to make the most of every minute. So I hope that this podcast helped you think about some creative ways to really get the most out of your time. So thank you for listening. And if you're a business owner and you want to learn more of these things in greater detail, obviously a 4 minute podcast can't teach very much, but we have programs and courses that you can go through that really help you hone your business, stop working crazy hours, and start increasing, you know, the success in your agency. So if you want to learn more about that, please go to www.agencyfasttrack.com.